This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier for all your unwanted smells from pets, cooking, damp basement, smoke, whatever. You need the Thunderstorm. Buy the 3-pack now and use a couple for yourself and then maybe give one as a Christmas gift. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code word Howie3. Shipping is free.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The FBI came after me and took my phone and surrounded me at a Hardee's.
What do you want?
There is something the matter with your fin.
My fin?
My daughter woke me up telling me there were three armed FBI officers at my door. I thought, oh my God, this is political.
Armed FBI agents showing up at your house because you supported Trump on Facebook and demanding records of your whereabouts.
The FBI, the power of the FBI can be used and is used often to destroy lives.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
They want to scream Donald Trump all day long because there is nothing on planet Earth they hate more than Donald J. Trump.
Nothing's more of a driving and an excitement factor like Donald Trump for Democrats, right? I mean, they love to be opposed to him.
You need people like me so you can point your fingers and say, that's the bad guy.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That's the number if you would like to give us a call. And I want to play a couple more Biden cuts. We're going to take a lot of calls this hour. We haven't taken that many calls. I guess we took a few last hour, but I want to take more calls. But first, I want to get through some of this Biden stuff. And he's really excited about the EVs. And I know, aren't we all excited about EVs? You know, the thought of going up to those charging stations and finding everything vandalized or people taking 2 hours to recharge their batteries. And you know, where are they going to, in the big cities, where are they going to be the charging stations? You know, they seem to have a problem with these electric vehicles catching fire. You see that bus catch fire in Connecticut a couple months ago? Thank goodness it happened on a Saturday afternoon. They just had a big bill signing the day before, and they were going to buy all electric vehicles for the Connecticut public bus fleet. And the next day, one of the old electric buses just goes up in flames. You think what would happen if is something happening out in the parking lot? Someone was telling me that they were doing some design work on a new proposed building in a city, and they everybody was freaking out that they said we don't want these charging stations in the garage. What happens? I mean, you know, even if it doesn't bring down the building, the smoke will go right up through the air system. And what are you gonna put them out on the street? There's no more parking spaces on the street, in case you haven't been to Boston lately. It's all bike lanes. I almost got cut down today twice on Boylston Street by a bike rider. By the way, talk about not paying your fair share of the upkeep for the roads.
One of those fat tire biker gangs?
No, just some guy who looked like he just arrived. He was still drying himself off from crossing the Rio Grande, which is cross. And you know, apparently you don't know this, but bicyclists.
One of these illegal bikers?
They're all illegal as far as I'm concerned because they don't observe the traffic laws. Ugh, I feel bad for anyone who has a business or has to work in downtown Boston. I mean, it's always been kind of a headache, but it's worse now than it's ever been, I think. But Brandon doesn't worry. You know, listen, you got a problem with the cost of gasoline. There's an easy way out of it. Cut 9.
Today, if you want an electric vehicle with a long range, you can buy one made in America. If you want one that charges quickly, buy American. You want one that's fast in the quarter mile, buy American.
You go first, Joe. You go first. 844-500-4242, 207. Time at the gas pump, 5 to 7 minutes. Time at the charging station, 60 to 90 minutes. The American road trip could take quite a bit longer. And think how many people can gas up in the course of that same 60 to 90 minutes that there it takes one car to gas up. You think there'll be some lines on the interstate highways to charge up the cars? Cut eight.
I used to be that to buy an electric car, you had to make all sorts of compromises. But not now. Thanks to American ingenuity, American engineers, American auto workers, it's all changing.
What if you don't have $75,000? Who's got $75,000 to buy an electric vehicle? And again, where are you going to charge it? Cut 17.
Just like they used to be building carburetors, you're not going to be doing that much anymore with electric vehicles. But we're going to have to build an awful lot of vehicle batteries. And the first people to get those jobs, the first people to train for those jobs, the people that are going to be able to do those jobs, anybody displaced. Anybody displaced.
All you need to build those batteries is a hazmat suit, because you're going to be dealing with nothing but toxic substances. And if you want to buy some real estate, you might get into buying it in some county where they're going to have to dispose of the poison and the toxic materials that are going to come out of those batteries. And you might want to, if you want to go into the public sector, you might want to become a firefighter, because there's going to be a lot of fires with these electric vehicles, as we were just mentioning, like that bus yard in Connecticut. 860, have Taylor check his Facebook messages. Battery-powered big scary truck. 150 miles in a quick 8 hours to recharge. I got a guy here who's works in an auto body shop. I think he's pretty familiar with a lot of these issues already, right? And they're dangerous. And the cars, the electric vehicles are a lot heavier too. So they do a lot more damage to the roads when they're out there. You know, there's a reason why they still have them, but they don't use them too much. The weighing stations for the trucks, because the heavier the load is, the more damage you're going to do. So now we're going to have every car is going to be, I don't know, a lot heavier than it is now. 844-500-4242-603. Let's do some figuring. Coast to coast, 2,700 miles. That's 10 fill-ups at 2 hours or more each. 844-500-4242. Very, very fuzzy math, says 508. Barry, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Barry.
Hey, Howie. How are you doing?
Good.
I'm over here on the vineyard, and I had a friend of mine at the airport tell me there was a plane load of migrants dropped off. They got sent to the high school. I didn't believe them. I had to go for a ride, check it out. And it's definitely true. And then I also had another friend send me an article from the NV Times. So
where are they? Barry, they got, where are they going to stay on Martha's Vineyard? They going to stay at Barry's house or at John Kerry's house?
That's what I said. I should bring them to John Kerry's house or Obama's. But, you know, I guess they're going to stay at the high school in the cafeteria for now. The kids don't need it.
They're gonna let them sleep in the cafeteria?
I mean, that's what it's looking like right now.
How many are there?
It looked like there was about 50, 60, and there's a rumor there's another one coming in. I haven't read the article from the Times yet, but I had to go down and see with my own eyes when I heard about it.
The Boston Globe had an editorial, I think, today saying that these illegal aliens are a blessing. So I guess we're going to find out if Martha's Vineyard really thinks they're a blessing. Thanks for the call, Barry. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Howie. You know, I was reading. First off, there was one operational lithium mine in the United States. One. We import all our lithium from South America and China. Second of all, I was looking at an article in Climate 360, which isn't a really, really conservative, you know, a place to get something. They have a big article about how mining lithium and making batteries and disposing of batteries and the energy that it takes to do this well goes beyond the what's polluting the air for automobiles. I mean, they stated it that black and white. It's like, really, you know, these people are telling us one thing and their own people are saying something else.
I know. And Brandon goes out there today in Michigan and says the new American road trip is going to be all electric. I mean, just think about that.
Possible.
You know, 603 says nobody talks about it, but how'd you like to be on a long American road trip in an EV and have to sit for an hour or two in a marginal area of a strange city at 2 a.m.? Well, you know, when you get out on the highway and you're in any kind of area and it's dark, I mean, anything is a marginal area, isn't it? Anything can happen when you're pulled over, especially if you're so low that you can't get away. I mean, who wants to be in that situation? You know, they don't care though. They don't care. It's good for their bundlers. It's good for their scam companies. This 1-2 mini Solyndras. That's what this is all about. And all the actual product will be made in China. And guess who has a big investment firm out of China? His initials are HB, Hunter Biden, and 10% reserved for the big guy. 844-500-4242-508 says, have you ever noticed how there's never any substance or detail to Biden's speeches? Yeah, I have. He never ever drills down on any particular subject to show in-depth knowledge. Well, he has. What does he have in-depth knowledge about? Does he have in-depth knowledge about anything? It's all political sound bites that someone put together for him to regurgitate, and to regurgitate not very well, for that matter. 844-500-4242. We all knew it was coming, and it finally has. The real estate frenzy has really slowed down due to inflation, interest rates, and the overall economy. For sale signs are sitting in the ground longer, buyers are backing out of deals, and large crowds of buyers have disappeared. If you plan to divest of your most valuable asset, your real estate, then act now while demand is still hanging in there. Holding off selling or even renting your property could be a comfortable short-term solution, but not if you sell in a year or two for much less money. Don't hesitate. Sell today at auction under your terms. In a J.J. Manning auction, your property sells as quickly as possible through a marketing plan and a recipe which has stood the test of time. For over 45 years and, more importantly, in every type of economy, J.J. Manning consistently creates a competitive environment with cash buyers who are ready to close with no contingencies. To learn more on how to get your real estate, commercial, or land property sold quickly, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you could be the next. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
Join in on the conversation. Call Howie at 844-500-4242. Just don't make us use the dump button.
Don't you cuss on this here radio.
I apologize to all the friendly folk who are listening.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back.
You just shot an unarmed man.
Well, he should have armed himself.
The Howie Carr Show.
I love my Pillows products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Some days I even talk to Mike Lindell on the radio, like today, after the FBI stops him at Hardee's. Now you can enjoy all of my Pillows products.
Do you know who I am?
Now you can enjoy all of MyPillow's products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets. Go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which American institution do you have more faith and trust in, the FBI or MyPillow?
MyPillow.
98% say MyPillow.
Hasn't moved all day. 844-500-4242, 978. Just sent Caroline Leavitt $150. Man, we need more people like her in government. I think she's going to do pretty well. I hope Tucker puts her on again. 603 says, carburetors. Vehicles have been fuel injected since at least 1990. I think it's probably Justin here from Boyle's Body Work tells me it's probably into the 80s. But don't tell Brandon this. Let's play that cut again. He's a car guy, you know. So just because, you know.
You know, you all know I'm a car guy.
He's a car guy. Cut 17.
Just like they used to be building carburetors. You aren't going to be doing that much anymore with electric vehicles. But we're going to have to build an awful lot of vehicle batteries. And the first people to get those jobs, the first people to train for those jobs, the people who are going to be able to do those jobs, anybody displaced. Anybody displaced.
Wonder how old the last people that made carburetors in Detroit are today. Probably the youngest ones are in their 60s at least. Maybe even older. But Joe thinks they're still there. By the way, that last caller was talking about Martha's Vineyard. Here's the story from the Martha's Vineyard Times. Migrant workers land on vineyard via Texas. So that was the question. Who's sending them, Abbott or DeSantis? So it looks like Abbott beat DeSantis to the punch. DeSantis was talking about it last winter. I was at a time he had in Palm Beach, and he was saying, well, I'm going to send some to Rehoboth Beach. I'm going to send some to New York. And a couple of us from Massachusetts were going, don't forget Martha's Vineyard. Don't forget Nantucket. But anyway, here's the story. A group of about 50 Venezuelan migrants, some of them children, landed on Martha's Vineyard on Wednesday via Texas.
I didn't see many children in those photographs.
It's unclear who paid for the private charter to the island. Got a mirror? Dukes County Sheriff Robert Ogden gathered the refugees and spoke to them. We're going to take care of you. No kidding, amigo. That's why we're here. Because someone else was going to take care of us. Get all your personal belongings together and then we'll move. Does everyone have their personal belongings? We're going to start moving you that way. The group of amigos is being brought to Martha's Vineyard Regional High School where they will be fed and given shelter. Oh, this is free in America. This is such a heartwarming story, isn't it? When are Barack Obama and John Kerry coming by to wish well and to invite them down? Maybe John could take them on his boat over to Nantucket for dinner at the Chanticleer Inn.
Are there kids using that high school right now? School is in session, is it not?
It is indeed. It is indeed.
So where are these people
going? Wait, here's
going?
A picture. Here's a picture of the cafeteria. That guy was right. They're all in the cafeteria. Where are they going to have lunch tomorrow?
Have we done any background checks to see if these are sex offenders at all?
Excuse me, can we check your neck tattoos? What's with this? What's with the tattoo of the tear under your eye? Is there any significance to that? I seem to have heard something about that on a true crime podcast. The most important thing, said the sheriff, is we get you food and shelter and water and EBT cards. And Section 8 housing and mass health cards.
Why do I feel like these guys are getting a one-way ticket on the ferry to New Bedford?
You don't think they're going to stay on the island?
Well, they didn't stay in Texas. They were shipped up to the vineyard.
Speaking through an interpreter, one of the illegals told the Times that he wanted to come to the island and they're seeking employment. Yeah, right. One of the migrants named Lionel told the Times.
Mucho fake news. Very mucho fake news.
One of the migrants named Lionel told the Times through an interpreter he has no idea where he is.
Joe Biden got on that plane?
He's changed his name to Lionel. The Times has learned that emergency managers are meeting to discuss a plan. I got a plan? Barack Obama's mansion. John Kerry's mansion. How about the, doesn't Brandon stay at a mansion, or is that on Nantucket? How about that mansion, even if whichever island it's on? How about Nashon Island, which is owned by Kerry's family? Put them all there. I'm Howie Carr.
Where is everybody?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
They ought to bring me down as an emergency manager to Martha's Vineyard. I could solve this crisis that's going on down at the on the island. I just Googled list of rich people who live on Martha's Vineyard, and every last one of them is woke to the max. Want to know some of the high-profile property owners on the island? Spike Lee, David Letterman, James Taylor. He's James Taylor. And his ex, Carly Simon. I know she'd love this. I know she'd love to have some on her property. She'd probably sing a song to them.
And stay right here, 'cause these are the good old days. These are the good old days.
Stay right here on the vineyard. Mike Nichols, is he still alive? The director? Diane Sawyer? They got all... Larry David. He hangs out there at one of the island's hot new eateries, 7A Foods. Oh, all the beautiful people. They're probably... You know what?
Mike Nichols is 8 years post-mortem.
Okay, that's... I thought so. Well, there it is. Then his place is ready. It's open. You won't be this dead Americano, muerto Americano, he don't care nothing. You come into his house, use his pool. 844-500-4242. You know, what about, we were just talking about this with the VIPs. There's a teacher here too, and I know this from the mailroom manager's own experience. If you want to work in a school, you got to pass a Corey check, a background check. Are any of these illegals from Venezuela, have they got any background checks? How about, have you noticed that there's been a problem with infectious diseases that were once thought pretty much eradicated in the United States? I'm just thinking, just right off the top of my head, polio. You notice polio is turning up in the wastewater in New York State? How about hepatitis? You think it's good? And so these illegals are going to be sleeping in the school cafeteria on Martha's Vineyard. Is that a good thing? Is that what you want your tax dollars used for?
Maybe they can learn to build batteries for electric vehicles.
Maybe they can dig. Maybe stop, they can go to
stop
work.
Stop building those carburetors.
Maybe they can start prospecting for so we can get some more lithium. Because that one lithium mine in the U.S. is just not going to get the job done. We need a lot more of that. Or maybe they can work at getting rid of the batteries. Or again, they could become firefighters, get their own, use their first welfare checks to get the hazmat uniform so they can put out the fires on all the electric vehicles that are catching fire. 844-500-4242. Kathy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kathy.
Yes, Howie. I'm going to speak on this subject because it's really a real burn my saddle, so shall we say, okay? They're letting everybody over the border, thanks to the president here, that isn't taking care of the American citizens. How many people are homeless or searching for a place to live and on the verge of being homeless because the rental market is extremely hard? And he's letting everybody come here and get the priority on housing, okay? And they want to talk about people working. A lot of these people are working under the table, and they're screwing the system, and they're getting away with it because people are allowing this. And yet the citizens of this country, trying to hold a job, trying to keep a roof over their head, are getting screwed if they have to find a place because they can't find a place.
Well, you know, the thing is, the IRS is, they could go after all the abuse and say, just for example, the earned income tax credits, which are disproportionately abused by illegal aliens. And, other, uh, other core Democrat constituencies, but they won't go after them. That's tens of billions of dollars a year stolen through the earned income tax credit program. But they won't go after them. They're only going to go after, Kathy, as you pointed out, working Americans. It's like the gun laws. They don't enforce the gun laws on illegal aliens or members of protected classes, but by God, or Hunter Biden. When is Hunter Biden going to face federal time for his firearms violations? He committed perjury on his forms to get a license to carry. He said he was not addicted to drugs. But, you know, he's a Democrat, so he's got protection. There's two sets of laws in this country, one for them and one for us. Officer Mark says maybe Lois Lerner can open up her home to the newcomers. Lois Lerner, remember her? She was the one who was in charge of making sure the Tea Party groups couldn't get their tax exempt status, and they had to settle out of court for millions, literally millions of dollars, because of her political persecution. And she was found in contempt of Congress. Nothing ever happened to her. She retired with a full pension and now has a resort home on Martha's Vineyard. It's the least she could do. She could take in 50 or 100 illegal aliens, you know, you can't just walk into a community and start selling fentanyl. You know, you have to know your way around. Yeah. You know, you gotta do a few drive-bys before and, you know, get some proper tattoos and, you know, maybe do a little sex trafficking and, then you're ready to go. You got to get on your feet. You got to pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Howie, always a pleasure to talk to you. You know, I started calling you up about the whole electrical thing. You know, so you mentioned Nashon Island.
Nashon Island, yes.
Nashon Island, all right? So yeah. It's owned by the Hines. And you know what it is? A USDA farm. It's a farm.
Really?
Agriculture. They don't have to pay any taxes. Matter of fact, I don't even think they have it bought now. I think it's leased for 99 years. You might want to look some of this stuff up. But because it's USDA, they don't pay a dime in tax.
I believe it.
You can't go on that island. You can't. I mean,
no, I know. What he's talking about is there's this chain of islands. They call them the Elizabethan Islands. There's Nantucket.
The Elizabethans, exactly.
There's Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard are the two biggest ones. And the third biggest one is Nashon Island. Nashon Island. And it's owned by the Forbes family. And the Forbes family, they're one of the oldest. They're the ones, they sent their servants over on the Mayflower to get the summer cottage ready for them. And that's his middle name, John Forbes Carey. And they always vacation down there. And it's just, you know, I've never been on that island, Paul, but I've just read about it. There's a great book called The Proper Bostonians by a guy named Cleveland Amory, and he writes all about that. They had this island all to themselves, and I guess they run people off if just like somebody's there and they got a boat and they decide, gee, this is a nice beach. I think I'll have a picnic lunch there. They run them off, right? If you land on the island.
On the beach there, you can't go. But it's a farm, and that's the thing. They don't pay any taxes.
Yeah. And these people, I mean, you know, you talk about the old Yankees, how they're kind of crazy sometimes. You know, they're good people, but they're crazy. The Forbeses used to get married on horses on Nashon Island. It's all in the book there. And I used to write about this stuff when Kerry was running for president. These national reporters would call me up and say, how do you know all this stuff? And I say, I got a copy of the book. It's called The Proper Bostonians by Cleveland Amory. And it's just, I don't know. I mean, Paul, how many illegal aliens you figure they could put up on Nashon Island?
Oh, my God, it's a farm. We could be like supplying all of Cape Cod with, you know, vegetables and, you know,
or fentanyl. Fentanyl, yeah, I think fentanyl is more like it.
Fentanyl, vegetables, whatever.
Fentanyl to turn people
God
into vegetables.
Howie.
Thank you, Paul. 844-500-4242. Remember when he was running for president? One of his daughters spoke at the convention in Boston, and she talked about how one time, you know, they were leaving the island. And, you know, this isn't like getting on a ferry or anything like that, because there's no ferry to Nashon Island because there's only people named Forbes are allowed to come onto the island. And so I guess they dropped the, she had a turtle, a pet turtle, and she dropped the turtle in the water. And I forget the rest of the story. I think I just, I think I was throwing up by the time she finished the rest of the story, but something happened with the turtle. 603, Mike Wallace used to have a place on Martha's Vineyard. Has Chris taken it over? Yeah, I think you're right about that. I'm sure Chris Wallace from CNN Plus. Chris, I'm going to put you down for 80 illegal aliens. Okay. How's that sound? 80. You want 90? Okay. You got it. You got 90. 844-500-4242. This is too much. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Howie, it's interesting how Biden says made in America. You know, he's like the poster boy for the electric cars, a guy who's got dementia. I mean, the parts are made in China, assembled here with the parts are made. It doesn't mean it's made in America. It's assembled here. It's like you put your battery in your toothbrush. Does that mean your toothbrush is assembled here?
But David, he just mentioned carburetors. You know, we're lucky he didn't mention rumble seats.
This is crazy.
Or a crank.
The guy's got dementia. He's losing it. He's leading the electric car industry. That's perfect.
And they just keep talking about, you know, someone on Grace's show, they were called in and said, I'm getting these tax credits for putting up solar panels. And some lawyer, a real estate lawyer, called up and said, you know, there's a problem with these putting the solar panels on. What happens when you got a leak in your roof and you have to do something? Or what happens when you sell the house and the person who's buying the house doesn't want to have solar panels on the house, or the solar panels wear out and you have to replace them? I mean, it's enough of a pain. I don't know if anyone's ever had the antennas or the dishes up on the roof for satellite TV. You know, if you have a house that's pretty far up there, it's tough to get a dish put on, and a solar panel, I'm thinking, is about 100 times more complicated to put on a roof than a dish for satellite TV. 844-500-4242. 978 says, did the migrant workers get work boots when they got off the plane at the vineyard, or boat shoes? My money's on the Sperry Topsiders, 978. I think yours is too. 844-500-4242. With HelloFresh, I've learned that my busy fall schedule does not mean that I have to compromise on wholesome, delicious meals. This fall, HelloFresh has my back. They handle the meal prepping and planning, and their pre-portioned ingredients make cooking easy and stress-free. Plus, quick and easy meals, including 20-minute meals, low-prep, and easy cleanup options, are perfect for busy weeknights. Patrice from Arlington just said she ordered a pork schnitzel. I'm used to Wiener schnitzel, but I only ordered it in restaurants. But I know just from doing HelloFresh myself that pork schnitzel will turn out perfectly. They will give you all the ingredients, all the instructions, and sometimes sometimes you can get it prepared and right on your kitchen table in less time than it would be to order takeout. And it's a lot cheaper. With 30 plus weekly recipes and 70 plus seasonal and convenience items to choose from, there's always something new to enjoy. And you can always throw in something of your own extra. If you want to get a vegetarian dish, throw on a breast of chicken, throw on a piece of steak, anything. And they've also got great desserts that you can make with the entire family, like peanut butter cup brownies with chocolate coconut ganache frosting. It's great. Not only is HelloFresh cheaper than the grocery store, not to mention less of a hassle to get to, but it's also at least 25% cheaper than getting takeout. And most nights you're going to have leftovers that you can take to work the next day or to have dinner the next night. Get started today at HelloFresh.com/Howie16 and use code Howie16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes. That's code Howie16 for 16 free meals at HelloFresh.com/Howie16. HelloFresh.com/Howie16. I'm Howie Carr.
Holding the Hackorama accountable is a full-time job.
I'm shocked, to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Howie Carr will be back after this short break. If you're looking for a woke male role model, well, you've got the wrong guy.
You can act like a man. What's the matter with you?
The Howie Carr Show is back.
The Obamas have 29 acres in Edgartown. 29 acres. Boy. We put up a large portion of it, the new MS-13 recruits, right there. While the nearly $12 million price tag, this is a story from a few years ago, it's a lot worth a lot more than that now, is no small investment, it's far from being one of the most expensive pieces of real estate on the island. Remember Jackie Kennedy Onassis bought a huge estate there from one of the old Yankee families, and Caroline just put it on the market a couple of years ago with an asking price, or part of it. I think she broke it up. She's going to keep a huge chunk for herself, but she was going to sell the rest of it for $65 million. But who needs $65 million when you can turn it into public housing for illegal aliens, you know? How about the former chief executive of Colony Capital, Richard Saltzman? He's another one of the grandees on Martha's Vineyard. 844-500-4242. Brian, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, Howie. I was wondering if you had a DeSantis or a Greg Abbott's number. I'm up here on Midcoast, Maine, and you know, I got some liberal customers. I'm a contractor. I'd love to have some of those migrants, Camden, Lincolnville, Thomaston, Rockport, Rocklin, you know, Wiscasset, Damariscotta. Just send them on up. You know, they'll be wondering why there's a turd in the yard and a bunch of Medela cans, you know.
Oh man, how about you know, instead of doing the Jerry Lewis telethon or something, just have people call in that they bid, you know, we'll take, you know what, let's, yeah, just take that Bar Harbor. We'll take 50. Why not? They love these people. You know, it's just like Lori Lightfoot and Mayor Bowser in DC and Eric Adams in New York. They loved having, they said America is a welcoming magnet. Give us your tired, your huddled, your poor, your teeming poor, yearning to live free forever on the dole. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Howie, que pasa? Are you kidding me? They're sending them here to work. It's September 14th, not April 14th. it's the Cape and the Islands. Everything's getting boarded up. Are you kidding me? They're coming here to work. And, oh, by the way, Howie.
Yes.
Are they here with their COVID-19 vaccination record cards? Are you kidding me? Are they wearing masks?
I know.
I'll tell you right now. I'm a parent of three, but I don't live on the vineyard, pretty close to it. But if I had kids, I would not send them into that school until that place was completely, professionally sterilized.
I know. It's amazing that it's being treated like it's just a summer thunderstorm, you know, that these people are just being bussed in there. By the way, speaking of the solar panels, someone sent me a link to a story from Channel 7. Solar power panels in extreme heat likely to blame for Quincy house fire. And then another guy in 508 said it is a nightmare to try to sell a home that has solar panels on the roof. I can only imagine. 844-500. It's the sun. It's the solar panels. Daddy, why didn't we buy windmills for the roof? All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks to the VIPs. Thanks to Alma Goucher for the great spread. Get your Alma Goucher gift cards at HowieCarrShow.com. Click on store. I'm Howie Carr.